Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Wednesday, the 9th of September. It is now 73, cloudy skies. Still got some rain falling out there this afternoon. We've picked up an inch and 65 hundredths here at the studios of WFIW. Our friend Jack Farron, southeast of Sisney, recording an inch and 76 hundredths. This has been a really good rain, especially for those late soybeans. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. Well, at last night's meeting of the Fairfield City Council, Dana Sutton addressed aldermen asking for the passage of an ordinance that would permit residents to operate golf carts and similar vehicles within the city limits. Mrs. Sutton directed aldermen to neighboring communities of Grayville and West Salem that have passed similar ordinances. If passed, vehicles would have to be inspected by police, licensed, and have the required safety features such as lights and reflectors. Also addressing the council in favor of that ordinance was Gary Carter of Le Mans Yamaha in Fairfield. Carter said the ordinance would be good business for him and would attract more folks to downtown Fairfield. Mayor Griswold said the issue will be studied and brought back to the council in a couple of weeks for further consideration. An ordinance has not been drawn up at this time. Professional engineer Dr. Jerry Quindry addressed the council last night, updating officials on progress being made in mitigating wetlands disturbed during the failed construction of a side channel reservoir east of Fairfield. As part of an agreement with the U.S. Corps of Engineers, the city of Fairfield will be planting trees on 26 acres of wetlands located south of I-64 and an additional 7 acres nearby. Because of the recent hot and dry weather, the trees will not be planted until later this fall. Dr. Quindry also said the Corps of Engineers hinted that the city of Fairfield might also be required to do some stream mitigation work along Johnson Creek in Fairfield as part of the agreement to correct the wetlands disturbed in the failed side channel reservoir project. Mr. Quindry and Mayor Griswold say they are shooting for the end of the year to have the entire project finally completed. Mary Ruth Peterson of 529 Northwest 6th Street in Fairfield addressed the council last night about a water leak at her residence. She said her meter is located nearly a block away from her house, and the leak may be somewhere beneath some tree roots. The issue has been referred to the city attorney for further analysis. Council approved street closings for the Fairfield Community High School Homecoming Parade coming up on October the 2nd. The parade route for the Veterans Day Parade on November the 7th has also been approved. The council agreed to make the route for the Homecoming, Veterans, and Christmas parades to be all the same. Each parade route will be along Main Street, terminating at Northwest 4th. Council approved the sale of a used zero-turn mower from the airport to the highest bidder. That high bidder was Larry Weaver at $1,047. Council approved seeking bids for a new pickup truck for the water department. Police Chief Keith Colclaser updated the council on the current utility ordinance that requires folks with a utility meter within a fenced-in area with a dog to keep those dogs safely away from meter readers. Chief said about 10 residents have been identified as having dogs within their fenced-in property that could pose a risk to meter readers. Mayor said he would call for a $1,000 fine for those found to be in violation of the ordinance. City police say they want utility workers to call them in the event of a dog problem arising so the issue can be properly documented. And Assistant Police Chief Silas Eckleberry addressed the council about dilapidated and poorly maintained property within the city. Eckleberry says 29 properties identified as poorly maintained have been cleaned up. Another 15 are showing noticeable improvement, and another 19 are being examined by police. WFIW News Time 12:19.
If you could design the perfect farm insurance policy, it would probably look a lot like AgriPlus from Country Financial. With AgriPlus, you get all the benefits of a standard farm policy, plus higher limits on the coverages most important to you. Best of all, you can choose the coverages you want, so you're not paying for what you don't need. For help on achieving financial security, see Country Representative Mark Dinsmore in Wayne City and find out more about AgriPlus. Custom-made farm insurance at an affordable price. Call 895-2989.
Each person's life touches us in different ways. When a loved one passes on, it's time to honor the gift they gave us.
We wanted a special service. My wife was a special lady.
Talk to us about creating a fitting farewell. And be confident they'll be remembered with sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Have you been to the Watering Can in Albion lately?
stop by and check out our new gift items. Pillows, candles, jewelry, scarves, lanterns, wreaths, signs, tableware, and linens. Slippers, purses. Phew, you get the picture. Oh, and pictures too. Oh, and picture frames. Just stop by the can in Albion. That will be a lot simpler. Did I mention fresh flowers? I give up. Delivery every day to Albion, West Salem, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Grayville. Can't wait to see you at the can.
Fairfield businessman Randy Lamond was found dead last evening in the old Brown Chevrolet building at 701 East Main Street in Fairfield. Emergency personnel received a call of an unresponsive person at about 6:37 last night and found Mr. Lamond. First responders started CPR at the scene till an ambulance crew arrived and took over. Lamond was then transported to Fairfield Memorial Hospital's emergency room, where he was pronounced dead. County Coroner Jimmy Taylor says his initial investigation reveals Mr. Lamond died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, the investigation into the circumstances surrounding that death still open and being conducted by the city police and the coroner, Jimmy Taylor. Randy Lamond, of course, was the owner of Lamond's Chrysler Center in Fairfield. He'd also been a longtime Fairfield firefighter, recently retiring from the force. Services for Randy Lamond are pending at Nadel's Funeral Home in Fairfield. 33-year-old Casey R. Brown, a homeless man who said he was trying to make his way to California, was arrested last night on a charge of disorderly conduct. Fairfield police first found Mr. Brown sleeping next to the dumpster behind the Fairfield McDonald's and told him to leave. Then a couple of hours later, police came back, found him intoxicated and sleeping in front of the front door of the restaurant. He was booked at the county jail on a charge of disorderly conduct. Brandon L. Desper, 30, of Carmine, reports to Carmine City Police that somebody damaged his truck sometime over the last couple of days. The truck appeared to have been hit with a solid object, causing a big dent and some chipped paint. No value listed on that loss. Albion City Council met last night. Members decided not to call a meeting of the liquor commissioners, despite a request from a businessman wanting a packaged liquor license. Mark Curtis has more.
The Albion City Council Tuesday night, during regular session, voted to replace the garage door at the city garage at a total cost of $3,605.90. The apparent low bidder this month was Mike Spear Construction. The door was bid last month. However, two different doors and appliances were bid. The other bidder was Overhead Door of Mount Vernon, and their bid was $3,747 this time. Nick Desai attended the meeting and requested a liquor license to sell packaged liquor. Mayor McMahon asked the council if they wanted to have a liquor commission meeting to discuss the possible licensure of a packaged liquor store. Alderman Gary Mason made a motion to have a liquor commission meeting, seconded by Scott Messerell. However, the vote was 4 no votes and 2 yes votes to have a meeting. Kathy Whalen asked the council permission to solicit funds on the street corner October 10th for Noah Gluck, who has KIF. The council approved that request. The council heard that the resurfacing of 8th Street has begun, with the old surface being removed Tuesday, and soil cement work be performed later this week. Mayor McMahon stated that the wheelchair ramps for the street did not suit him and has complained to Lamac Engineering about the installation leading to the new street. The yellow no parking areas on West Main Street near 8th Street will be shortened at least one car length. The yellow paint will be replaced with white paint. Utility Service Company was the winning bidder to clean out the 400,000-gallon water storage tank on 3rd and Maple Street. The cost is $1,700 for the first day and $1,500 per day for each additional day. The council okayed the donation of the old 2002 Crown Victoria police car to the fire department for extrication purpose training. The value of the car was put at $500, and the scrap value will still be close to that amount after the extrication practice. Some problems with the city's new backhoe. The warranty has expired, and a leak in the large hydraulic cylinder on the rear of the machine is leaking. The dealer will not honor the repairs, so Mayor McMahon has contacted the manufacturer, Case. Some money savings could be coming to the water department. A grant will be sought after to install a VFD, or variable frequency drive, for the city's large water well. This could save the city in electrical costs to the tune of $1,000 per month in extra pumping electric fees from booster pumps. The new device would cost $13,632. However, there is grant money available to help with that purchase. Some discussion about raising the water deposit from the current $75 for mostly renters to a higher rate, or after the bill is delinquent, just turn off the water without a pink tag being delivered to the door of the delinquent bill payer. We'll work on that project next month. The council agreed to pay firemen $3.75 per hour for training upon completion of the coursework, voted to allow Illinois Rural Water to run their video camera equipment through several areas of problem sewer lines in the city. The total cost $3,711. Trick-or-treat hours were set for October 31st from 5 to 7 p.m., and the council agreed to a change order at the Eastgate Sewer and Road Project area. The change order is for stabilizing the roadway, which has developed several soft spots. The cost to the roadway improvements is $34,957. The council also agreed to a no parking area on Mill Street near Fram. The council then went into executive session with no action taken. Reporting for the news leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
Thank you, Mark. And WFIW News, time is 12:26.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right. Call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joel at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry. Call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Well, in a letter to the Illinois Supreme Court Chief Justice, Edwards County resident Judge David K. Franklin has announced that he's not seeking retention for a fourth term and will retire at the end of his current term on December the 5th, 2016. At the end of his current term, he will have served 18 years as the Edwards County resident judge for the 2nd Judicial Circuit in the state of Illinois. Prior to becoming judge, Franklin practiced law in Albion for some 25 years. In addition to his judicial duties, Judge Franklin is currently appointed by the Illinois Supreme Court as an alternate member of the Illinois Courts Commission, and he and his wife, Gloria, live in Albion. Big blood drive underway now at the Community of Christ Church here in Fairfield. That's at the corner of Windsor Lane and Linegar Road. It'll be in operation until 5:30 this evening. All blood types are needed. Don't forget, smoke testing of the sanitary sewers is still underway throughout the city of Fairfield. Watch out for that. I'm now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. At the noon hour, October crude oil prices down 65 cents, trading at $45.29 per barrel on the mercantile. Local refinery still paying $39 a barrel for locally produced oil. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow's up 24 points at 16,516. The NASDAQ's up 17 at 4,829. In local and area deaths, 86-year-old former Browns resident Patricia Cunningham Waitman of Evansville died Sunday evening at Golden Living Center in Woodlands, Newburgh, Indiana. She was born in West Salem and was a member of the Browns United Methodist Church and the Eastern Star of Albion. Survivors include daughters Gail Arvin and Cindy Weiss, both of Evansville, a son, Glenn Waitman of Duncan, Oklahoma, grandchildren Michael and Jared Haswinkle, Josh and Andy Weiss, Leska, Jenna, and Jude Waitman, and grandchildren Tristan Haswinkle and Christy Adams, and great-great-grandchild Ramsey Haswinkle. Services for Patricia Waitman will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning at the Browns United Methodist Church, burial in Graceland Cemetery at Albion. Visitation 3 until 7 this evening at the Browns United Methodist Church, and from 9 a.m. till the time of service Thursday at the church. The Boone Funeral Home of Evansville is in charge of the local arrangements. Memorials may be made to the Edwards County Senior Citizens Center. 59-year-old Fairfield resident Deborah M. Higgins died Sunday. She worked at Airtex Plant 3 in the fuel pumps for many years. Survivors included mother Rachel Hosick of Peoria, son Chad Higgins of Avon, Indiana, a daughter Chantel Shelton of Fairfield, a brother John Flanagan Jr. of Mill Shoals, two sisters Sue Engel of Peoria Heights, Illinois, and Patricia Stone of Pekin, Illinois, seven grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. The bodies to be cremated in a service at a later date. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge. 83-year-old Sisney resident Gene Barnfield died Monday at his home. He was a member of the Masonic Lodge 1111 of Sisney and was a truck driver. Survivors include daughters Greta Smith of Camargo, Illinois, and Gail Batazuski of Richmond, Michigan, five grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Services for Gene Barnfield to be noon Thursday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Sisney Cemetery. Visitation 11 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. A celebration of life service for Edna K. McKinney, 71 of Sisney, will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Burial in McKendree Cemetery at Mount Airy. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Friday night at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials may be made to the Dr. Scranton Memorial Cancer Fund. Services for Gloria Wilson, 87, formerly of Fairfield, will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Fairfield First Baptist Church. Burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation 10 a.m. till the time of service Saturday at the church. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association or First Baptist Church Children's After School Program and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. Services for Judy Carol Boyd, 73, in Norris City, will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Burial in Enfield Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 till 8 tonight at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. And folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time, 1232.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in Barnwood is on sale too. At Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
For Country Mark Advantage Lubricants, here's Atlanta, Indiana farmer Tim Johnson.
Yeah, we've been using Country Mark lubricants as long as I can remember because my dad used them before I started using them. The only thing I like about Country Mark lubricants is the reliability. I have never had a lubricant-related issue with any of the products in my farming career. I have no problem recommending Country Mark lubricants to anybody.
Get more per gallon with Country Mark Advantage Lubricants.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Rain likely this afternoon, high around 82, perhaps, if we see a sunbeam or two. 30% chance of showers tonight, low 64, sunny Thursday, 83. 30% chance of showers Friday, high 79. Saturday and Sunday, how about sunshine, high near 70. Sunny Monday, 76. 93, the high yesterday. 69, the low this morning. We picked up an inch and 65 hundredths of rain here today. Our buddy Jack Farron, southeast of Sisney, getting an inch and 76 hundredths. Still got some light rain out there. A couple of cancellations to tell you about. No junior high baseball today, and softball games here in Fairfield have been canceled. At 12:34 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, our temperature 73. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.